anger, resentment, the desire for revenge, well, they're all pretty natural reactions to being treated badly. Problem is, they're just not all that helpful. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. Can I ask you a rather blunt question? What's eating you? I know what you're thinking. What right does he have to ask me that question? Fair enough. But truly, what's eating you? I'm asking because so many people are consumed by some hurt, some injustice, some chip on their shoulder that they just won't let go of. Sure, when life's unfair, when things don't go your way, when people behave badly, you're entitled to feel angry. You're entitled to get revenge. You're just entitled. But whatever it is, it eats away at you. That's why I'm asking very plainly and very directly, what's eating you? Come on, be honest. Whatever it is, it ends up consuming our lives. It robs us of joy and of peace. And if this were happening to a friend, you'd probably find a way of saying, friend, just let it go. It's not worth it. So let me say this to you. Friend, whatever it is, just let it go. It's not worth it. Psalm 37 verses 8 and 9. Don't become so angry and upset that you too want to do evil. The wicked will be destroyed, but those who call the Lord for help will get the land he promised. When we become all bitter and twisted over something, we end up behaving just as badly as the people who caused the problem in the first place. The answer isn't getting angry and upset and stooping down to their level. The answer is calling on the Lord for help, because then you'll receive all the good things that he promised. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Look, letting go can be hard. Sure it can. That's why it helps to get deeper into God's word, and that's something I'd love to help you do. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.